This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. The news of former President Donald Trump's fraud conviction was met with fear and sorrow by many of his supporters in Colorado yesterday.
I think it's very terrible that our country has come to this point.
Zach, who didn't want to give his first name, his last name, spoke to CPR at a park in Jefferson County.
Everyone can see that it's a witch hunt, and everyone can see that he is clearly being targeted by the Liberal Party just for their own political gain.
Nearby Kate Larson had the opposite reaction. The verdict gave her new faith in the justice system.
To be able to say, look, our laws still matter and they apply to everyone, to me just says that my government is actually, you know, watching out for everyone.
Neither Larson nor Zach said the verdict would have any effect on how they plan to vote. One person was killed and four others were hospitalized after being exposed to a toxic gas at a sugar plant in Fort Morgan. CPR's Sam Prash reports.
A vice president for Western Sugar Cooperative said workers were conducting maintenance at a utility building on Wednesday. That's when they were exposed to, quote, naturally occurring hydrogen sulfide, a highly toxic gas. The local sheriff says first responders rescued employees from a confined space roughly 10 feet underground. The exposure hospitalized two firefighters and three employees. One worker later died. Another was taken to Denver for medical treatment. Local authorities are investigating the cause. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Dangerous conditions are possible at the new Waterworks Park on the Arkansas River in Pueblo. Construction continues on the water features near City Park. The work is expected to be completed this fall. Pueblo Water is warning visitors and river users to avoid the area, especially as snow runoff continues to increase water levels. In Denver in the Springs today, highs in the mid-70s. It's 8:06.